This is a poem by Hafez, a Persian mystic poet of the 1300s. A great need. Out of a great need, we are all holding hands and climbing. Not loving is a letting go. Listen, the terrain around here is far too dangerous for that. Many of us gather here with great needs for serenity, purpose, courage, belonging, and compassion. And we gather here in a time of great need in our world. That is why this congregation was founded nearly 150 years ago. That is why this congregation exists today. Great needs arise from things like an epidemic of loneliness and isolation, a growing culture of mistrust, ugly disrespect, and a rejection of kindness in this country. The violence of poverty, terrorism, bigotry, addiction, hatred of others, and self-hatred. We hear stories that break our hearts, see deadly disasters that break the spirit. Climate chaos and voices of denial about it swirling together. The largest movement of refugees on the globe since the 1930s, people who flee war, oppression, starvation, but who are too often met with hostility instead of mercy. Corruption and abuse in high places, and shrinking liberties in many places. I bet you've got your own list showing the great need. In this nation at this time, we see finally the unmasking of a social system built on racial oppression and racial privilege. But we also confront the renewed unleashing of white nationalist hatred. Among nations at this time, we hear foolhardy threats of nuclear war. If you're not angry, if you're not on edge, well, you're doing better than I am. Out of a great need, we are all holding hands and climbing. The terrain is far too dangerous to let go of our connections. In this congregation, we do this climbing and holding hands as we take the time to discern who we are, what our shared purpose is, and where we are going as a congregation. Together, we consider how we can make a difference. In just over a month, we will take the time to do that. It's the long-range planning retreat right here at UUSS on a Saturday, October 28. Everyone is invited to sign up. New friends, long-term congregants, children, youth, and adults of all ages. If you can't make it for the planning retreat, there will be opportunities later for small group conversations. If you can make it on October 28, I hope you will. This process will generate a set of goals to guide our life together for the coming 5 years and beyond. We will distill a summary of those goals, and members will vote on them in May at our congregational meeting. Yet that summary, that plan, is not the purpose of the meetings. The purpose is harvesting the power of conversation. Simple, real-time, face-to-face conversation. A radical thing. A religious practice. A source of creative energy, conversation. The last time this congregation took the time to create and adopt a set of goals was in 2007 and 2008. How many of you were part of UUSS in 2008? Please rise or raise your hands. Please stand if you would. Look around, see who was here. Okay. Thank you. I joined the ministry staff here just as those conversations were concluding, but just in time to see a unanimous vote on three broad goals at the congregational meeting. Now, how many of you have become part of UUSS sometime after 2008? Please stand or raise your hand. And look around. From where I'm standing, it looks as if we have a new congregation. Many new people, perspectives, voices, hopes. To give you a sense of the benefit of a good planning process, let me tell you about the goals identified by our folks way back then and the creativity those goals have made possible. I will start with the most obvious goals that we set and accomplished. The most obvious goal was to look at our facility needs, the kind of space we needed, the beauty and accessibility we needed and longed for, and the environmental stewardship to which we felt called. Thanks to the clarity of this goal, and with the help of architects, we adopted a master plan for our buildings and grounds. We conducted a capital fundraising campaign for the first phase of that master plan. We moved away from here for 13 months for the construction work. These achievements took amazing generosity, money, time, talent, and heroic levels of patience and persistence. I'm glad we made it through. But in addition to that, we had other goals, goals that went beyond building new, beautiful new bathrooms, and beyond wood and steel, beyond air conditioning and drought-tolerant landscape. So another goal was to deepen our ministry to families with children, promote a stronger, deeper, and more loving community of all ages, build bridges between and among the generations, build connections between the big church and the little church, build only one church community. Over the years, we've had more volunteers working with children and youth here who don't have children in their own homes. We've got the community garden, our youth programs, and OWL, our UU sexuality education program. We tried out Spirit Play back then as a more sustainable and spiritually oriented program for children, and today it starts its eighth year. We have experimented for years to create structures and themes for all ages worship services, like the one we had last week, or the fire service in February, or the t-shirt theology service in July. Now we have one all-ages service every month, and we are always working hard on the balance of multisensory engagement, management of time, and learning to be patient and flexible in the chaos. Flexibility is a useful skill in many areas of life, so we get to practice it here at UUSS. And did you hear about the Kids Freedom Club? One more goal was to deepen the involvement of members and build the relationships among us. Rather than watch the revolving door of people coming and going, we wanted to ensure meaningful connections and promote a sense of belonging. Over the years, we have enlarged our team of ushers and greeters. We have improved our process for welcoming new folks. We expanded offerings in adult enrichment. Members have experimented with starting discussion and activity groups. We started the connections table in the welcome hall as a result of that goal. We have soup Sundays, and soup Sundays have inspired other kinds of lunches. There is theology on tap, building spiritual community one brewery at a time. We launched a new website and spiritual deepening circles. The circles are now starting a fourth year with 85 people registered to participate in small groups twice a month. A volunteer pastoral visitors program has begun, and also in the works now is a system or a structure of neighborhood groups of UUSS members and friends so that folks living in various local areas of the region, which is a pretty big region that includes people that come here, folks living in those various local areas can connect with other UUs nearby for fellowship and support, and maybe a ride. In addition, our numerous ministries for social justice are building connections among us here as we reach out in support and solidarity with our neighbors. And did you hear about the all-ages prom coming up? To tell you the truth, most of these accomplishments which I have listed and the ones you may be thinking of were not specified in the long-range planning conversations or in the plan itself back in 2008. Yet those conversations made it possible. In preparation for the session on the 28th of October, your long-range planning team has had online conversations with two ministers from the regional staff of our denomination, which is the Unitarian Universalist Association. We told them about those goals we established in 2008 and about what we've been doing related to those goals since then. And the facilitator coming for the retreat is the Reverend Tandy Rogers. And in that call, she asked our team, "Did you hold any celebrations to mark the milestones of progress that you made on those goals?" We told her that for the building renovation and the capital campaign, we did party a lot. "Well," Tandy said, "this time it will be good to set benchmarks for future progress in all categories. Then you can celebrate the milestones along the way." All of us on the team were up for that. And can I get an amen from you?
Amen.
And this reminds me that a few years ago, Reverend Lucy and I went to a seminar put on by our Ministers Association on congregational vitality with a special guest speaker, another minister from another denomination. And that seminar leader told us, in a church, never pass up an excuse for a celebration and make it a public one. When that minister had arrived as a turnaround minister for the church he was serving in Atlanta, he sent his partner out to buy several cases of champagne flutes, glass ones, reusable ones. Every chance they get, they go out on the front steps of their church and make a toast of sparkling water or sparkling wine to celebrate a recent accomplishment. The neighbors of the church can see there is life in that building. What an idea. Can I get an amen to that?
Amen.
In a community, the heart of strategic planning is not setting benchmarks, as useful as they might be, as tools or as excuses for a party. Nor is creating goals for a community the simple trick of conducting consumer surveys. Planning is the work of discernment. It's not a survey process. It is a group spiritual practice. It's an organic process. We like organic things, right? They do take effort and intention. They cost more, in our case, more time and care. Such conversations can help us learn and remember who we are and what our common purpose is. In conversation, we can consider areas for living out our common purpose more deeply and creatively. We are doing not only an organic thing here, but a countercultural thing. In this congregation, what we do is countercultural. Not because we have no creed or because we claim a diversity of beliefs and spiritual practices, even though those things are true. What puts us at odds with the individualistic attitudes and consumer culture of this land is the practice of covenant. Members and friends of UUSS put their trust in the shared wisdom that emerges from dialogue, disagreement, compromise, and faith in one another. As a covenanted community, we can make room for things that we may not ordinarily choose as individuals. We can decide that a compelling purpose is larger than competing preferences. Moreover, we find that purpose and shape the goals to embody it through conversation, compromise, and creativity. Gil Rendell and Alice Mann are congregational planning consultants. They say, the important part of a planning process is the conversation that changes a congregation. They say people in a values-based community feel called to pursue a goal, feel called to travel a path together, not simply because they agree with it. They pursue it because they would feel unfaithful if they did not do it. They'd feel unfaithful to their guiding values and their shared purpose. At UUSS, our shared purpose was discerned and articulated by members of this congregation a number of years ago. Our shared purpose is this: we come together to deepen our lives and to be a force for healing in the world. The name and theme of this year's long-range planning process is Force for the Future. The volunteers on the long-range planning team and I want this congregation to be vital, effective, and relevant in the coming years, a force for the future. The ideas about how we will do that, how we will make a difference in our lives and in the world around us, those ideas are not up for grabs, so to speak. They are up for discernment. Now, if this comes across as vague and fuzzy to you, I apologize. And you're probably not alone. But even if it does, I ask you to trust me that the retreat on October 28 will be well guided by an expert facilitator. Tandy Rogers has been a companion to numerous UU congregations in this discernment of creative possibilities. And if that isn't enough, there is food. Snacks, tea, and coffee in the morning and lunch at noon, and more snacks. Speaking of food, that makes me think of cereal. Consider the multiplicity of breakfast cereal brands on the shelves of the supermarket, and the styles and the ingredients and the flavors on those shelves in those boxes. The consultants Alice Mann and Gil Rendell have said, we live in a culture that teaches individuals to be sensitive to their own preferences. In such a culture, you need to know yourself in a new way. You need to know yourself in a new way. If there are 35 or 45 brands of cereal on the shelves, you do not need to know more about the cereal in order to make a choice. Rather, as the shopper, you need to know more about yourself. That is how you make the choice. For example, do I need more vitamins, protein, or fiber at this time in my life? Am I watching my calories, cholesterol, or carbohydrates? Or do I just want something colorful and fun to get me going in the morning? Rather than investigating all the choices and being overwhelmed by the choices, it's better to know yourself and your purpose. So it is with congregations. Rather than thinking we can do everything and feeling bad because we don't do everything, we could pursue what fits our purpose. Our values and our mission are points around which to have dialogue and healthy disagreement. We can trust in the spiritual practices of conversation and shared reflection as fruitful ones. Real change comes from these conversations. This congregation has tried out so many things in the last few years and accomplished quite a lot of them. We've had exciting programs and new ventures, things that were not even dreamed of specifically back in 2008. These achievements were not a specified set of goals in the last long-range plan, but we have made them happen nevertheless. The reason is the simple force of human conversation. In families, in churches, and in other organizations, the conversations we have together help us to connect with one another, to inspire one another, to be creative and experimental. Margaret Wheatley is an author on the science of leadership and community, and Wheatley writes, "There is no power equal to a community discovering what it cares about. There is no power equal to a community discovering what it cares about." Our planning retreat on October 28 is not a requirement or even a great need, but we are taking the time to be together for it because this congregation has filled a great need, a lot of them, and it can continue in the coming years to fill a great need for a great many people and for a planetary home in great need. It is our purpose, all holding hands and climbing and loving and not letting go. It is our calling to travel together and to hold on to the love that holds us and connects us, the love that will not let us go. So may it be. Blessed be, and amen.